From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. We're in those few fevered hours before Election Day, and as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the campaigning is intense in New Hampshire.
Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen is running for re-election, and the polls show she's in a toss-up with former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown. Both are making the rounds of coffee shops and diners, at this point trying to motivate turnout rather than change minds. And neither Brown nor Shaheen would commit to feeling confident about the outcome of the vote.
Hey, listen, it's not over till it's over. Ask the Red Sox, so we'll see.
I'm never confident until the last vote's counted.
Analysts say that if Brown can beat Shaheen, that's as sure a sign as any that this has become a nationalized election. Tamara Keith, NPR News, New London, New Hampshire.
The White House is saying today it will not recognize elections held by Russian separatists in parts of Ukraine over the weekend. U.S. officials are also expressing concerns that Moscow is trying to legitimize the results. White House National Security Council spokesperson Bernadette Meehan saying the U.S. condemns the so-called elections held Sunday. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, meanwhile, called an emergency meeting of his security chiefs for tomorrow to discuss new ways of dealing with the separatists. Organizers say insurgent leaders emerged victorious in both Donetsk and Luhansk, two Russian-speaking areas of eastern Ukraine. Automakers Hyundai and Kia will pay a total of $100 million for misrepresenting the fuel efficiency of their cars. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on a settlement between the companies and the U.S. government.
The Environmental Protection Agency and the Justice Department say the way the companies calculated fuel efficiency for their cars was systematically flawed. The government says the companies cherry-picked data that made the cars look more fuel efficient than they really were. In addition to misleading consumers, the government says the companies benefited by earning credits for lowering greenhouse gas emissions. They'll now lose those credits, which are worth $200 billion. The settlement is the largest paid for violations of the Clean Air Act. It covers six models of cars between 2011 and 2013. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
First group of employees showed up today to start work at the new World Trade Center, the $3.9 billion tower, America's tallest skyscraper. It's more than 58% leased, according to officials. Steve Plate is the World Trade Center construction director.
It's truly a miracle. It's truly history in the making. And it's something that we look at, each one of us, in a very small way, leaving a legacy for generations to come.
Around 200 employees from Condé Nast began moving into their new offices today. The high-rise built to replace the World Trade Center building destroyed in the 2001 terror attacks dominates the city's skyline. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed slightly lower. The Nasdaq was up today. The S&P 500 was down a fraction of a point. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The public radio family is mourning the death of one of its most beloved personalities, Tom Malyazzi, who, along with his brother Ray, drew millions of fans to their weekly NPR show Car Talk. Malyazzi died this morning of complications from Alzheimer's at the age of 77. NPR's Lynn Neary has this look back.
Tom was older than Ray by 12 years, and by all accounts, the two brothers were as close off the air as on. Tom's exuberance and infectious laughter were a crucial part of the chemistry that made Car Talk so popular. A graduate of MIT, he later went on to earn a Ph.D. in marketing. He and his brother Ray opened a car repair shop in Boston and got their start in radio giving out advice about cars. Doug Berman became their producer in 1987, just before NPR began airing the show. Berman says Tom and Ray may have joked a lot, but they knew cars.
The stuff they sort of make fun of themselves for is really the stuff that is their absolute strength. You know, they joke about that they're stupid. They joke about they don't know anything about cars, you know. And neither of those could be less true.
Tom Malyazzi died of complications from Alzheimer's. He was 77 years old. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
The fossilized remains of a turtle believed to have lived tens of millions of years ago has now been recovered from a desert area in southern New Mexico. A team from the New Mexico Museum of Natural History announcing that excavated the find, which is located on federal property near the city of Truth or Consequences. According to newspapers, the team first picked up loose bits of the fossil and next dug around the bulk of the fossilized turtle, was spotted by a hiker. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.